Good morning. Welcome to our K-State Research and Extension Report, this morning featuring Frontier Extension District Crop Production and Farm Management Agent Ryan Schaub, who's joining us on the program today. And for those of you that's got wheat crop in the ground right now, we're going to talk a little bit this morning, Ryan, about a sulfur deficiency that appears to be going around.
Yeah, sulfur deficiency in wheat has become much more common across all of Kansas, actually, but in eastern Kansas in particular, and especially in fields that are no-till wheat. The reasons for sulfur deficiency have to go back to the Clean Air Act, and we're starting to utilize low sulfur diesel. But with that no-till component as well, those soil temperatures stay a little bit cooler, meaning that the sulfur mineralization doesn't happen as quickly in the soil, so the crops end up in a deficit or deficient. We do have crops such as soybeans that are also just huge users of sulfur. So when we're planting our wheat after a bean crop and it's used a whole lot of sulfur, it just leaves us a little bit behind there for that wheat crop going into that next spring. So sulfur deficiency is going to appear to be just a yellow, stunted plant. It's not going to be real even across the field. It's going to be mostly in patches. Think about like places where there's been soil erosion or soil movement. Maybe we removed soil to work on terraces. It's going to be in those areas where we're going to find sulfur deficiency first in that field. More often than not, producers think that it's nitrogen deficiency, actually. But if we looked at the leaves of the plant, nitrogen deficiency is going to be on the older leaves, so the bottom leaves, while sulfur deficiency is going to be on the uppermost part of the leaves or the newest leaves that are coming out of that plant. And it's going to be in the very early spring, shortly after green up and those plants are really taking off. And that's going to be because the organic sulfur, the sulfur that's in the soil, just isn't available to those plants at that time. Those roots are also fairly short, so they're not going to be able to go real deep into that soil profile and utilize that sulfur that's going to be down there. We can test for sulfur by a soil test. K-State's recommendations say you need to go 24 inches in depth. There's not a whole lot of fields that we can go 24 inches in depth, but they tell you to do it in 6-inch increments, and that way you can kind of monitor where that sulfur is at, because it is extremely mobile in that soil profile, so it can kind of rise and lower on its own there. What a lot of producers are doing, though, instead of testing for sulfur that takes time to do, but you also, you got to go out and physically take the samples, send them in, wait on the results. And sulfur can be in such high demand that we can see a decline in a wheat yield in a couple of weeks. Well, when we're thinking about how long it can take to get some soil samples back and get this process done, a lot of producers are just deciding it's easier to go out and apply 10 or 15 pounds of sulfur per acre and just take care of that sulfur deficiency. We've got several different sources of sulfur. You can find it in a dry or a liquid formulation. We need to take just a quick minute and talk about what formulations are going to be best and when they're going to be best at. So some can be used pre-plant, some can be used after we've seen the deficit, but we need to know that when we're going in to take care of a problem. So elemental sulfur is a dry material. It has to first be oxidized by soil microorganisms and turned into sulfate before it's readily available to those plants. Think about when microorganisms are going to be active in the soil. It's not going to be when the soil temperatures are very cool. So more often than not, if we throw elemental sulfur out there, it's going to be later in the year before that sulfur is available to whatever plants are there then. So it's not going to help our wheat crop. But we could use something like ammonium sulfate. It's readily available at the time of application. The issue we got with it is high acid forming potential, meaning it can change our soil pH. So use of it year over year over year could lead to pH issues, so we need to monitor that. The other form of dry form would be gypsum, but gypsum is not as water soluble as other fertilizers. The other two dry fertilizers we've mentioned, So I guess I probably would stay away from the gypsum and use probably ammonium sulfate if I was in, like, seeing a deficiency right now. There are liquid formulations. The only thing I can tell you with a liquid formulation is going to be get it put on as early as you can and before the temperatures get above 70 degrees. If we get over 70 degrees, we could see some leaf burn, and it could kind of burn those crops back just a little bit. So we want to get out there as early as possible. But if you guys have questions regarding sulfur deficiency in your wheat or need help identifying it, give me a call. The office number is 785-448-6826.
Sounds like it's a very delicate balancing act, trying to get everything in there to work the way it's supposed to and at maximum efficiency.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you for that very much. We appreciate that. And been a great working with you here in 2023. We wish you a happy new year and look forward to more in 2024.
Thank you very much.
Tune in on Tuesday morning. We'll be off Monday because of New Year's, but join us on Tuesday at 6:40 for our next K-State Research and Extension Report when we feature Meritazine Extension District 4-H agent Carla Hightower.